Something I've mentioned to you guys before in sharing.
以前我分享过这个点.
It's just this way that the Lord has made us.
I guess 大概神就是这样造我们是这个样子.
Can they turn those off?
You want the spotlight, Bill?
Yeah, if they can turn those off.
那个探照灯可以关掉.
And that is when we take time to look.
就是当我们愿意花点时间来看事情的时候,
we take time to really see people around us.
我们就对我们四周的人有更多的认识.
Something happens to our heart.
很多时候就是对我们的心发生了事情.
Amen. And I don't know if you noticed this morning, but as we, you know, we put those pictures of all the kids' faces up there in front of you.
今天早晨我们把这些孩子们的脸都放在你们的面前.
Did you feel God affecting your heart?
你在看到这一张张脸庞的时候, 你有没有感受到神在你心中的工作?
Amen. We're just so busy.
因为我们平常太忙碌了.
We have our schedules.
我们有我们的时间表.
You know, we rush to one thing to another.
我们从这一件事忙到下一件事。
We have our little projects in front of us.
我们有很多的小的, 工作要完成。
And so a lot of times we're focusing on that project and not seeing the people right in front of us.
有的时候我们忙着把这一件件事完成, 而没有看见神摆在我们面前的人。
And so part of the purpose in the way we put that little video together,
所以今天我们把这个录影带做出来的目的是什么呢?
Was to help you see the faces of the kids in this community.
是让你看到神摆在我们四周的这些孩子的脸庞。
Amen?
Amen 吗? Amen.
Each one of those kids has mothers and fathers and grandparents that love them very much. Amen?
那些孩子都有爱他们的祖父、祖母和父亲、母亲。
Many of those little faces that we looked at this morning,
今天我们看到荧幕上的那些脸,
they're the as we put it, the apple of someone's eye. Amen?
好像是, 他们都是别人眼中的明珠。
But when we feel God pulling on our heart like this,
当我们看到这一张张可爱的脸庞的时候, 感觉到神在我们心中触动我们。
We need to lean into that. Amen?
我们要更深地进入那个触动。
We need to embrace it and pull it a little closer.
我们要拥抱那个感动, 让它更深进到我们的里面。
Oftentimes, you guys, we feel God affecting our heart as we really consider these little faces or big faces.
很多时候我们看到这些小的脸庞, 或者大的脸庞, 我们里有一点感动。
We pause for a moment.
我们会突然停止一下, 我们忙,
we slow
忙碌的脚步。
Down and we recognize what God's stirring in our heart.
我们感受到也承认说神在我里面有一个感动。
But then we turn right back to that project.
但是很快我们又没有时间注意这个感动, 而要忙于我们所预定要做的事。
We turn right back to that task that we're focused on.
回到原来我们正在注意的工作。
And we let go of what God was trying to do in our heart.
而把神给我们在我们心中开始的那个感动放掉。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
That's another way of quenching the Holy Spirit.
那就是一种消灭圣灵感动的例子之一。
We cannot invite the Holy Spirit to come.
我们没有办法说我邀请圣灵来。
Pray for the Holy Spirit to come.
我们也祷告圣灵来到我们当中。
Cry out to God to do something that we need in our life.
我们向神呼求让他完成一些在我们生命中的需要。
And then when he tries to reach out and grab our heart,
当神答应我们的祷告开始来抓住我们的心的时候,
push that away and go pursue that thing that we're busy about.
我们却忙于自己所预定要做的事, 而把那个感动给推开。
Do you hear me this morning?
你们听见我所说的了吗?
We need to make a commitment to just whatever the Lord's doing, what God's stirring up in our heart, help support that wherever that is. Amen?
我们要有一个决心, 并且配上行动, 就是无论神给我的感动是什么, 我要跟上去。
I just want to share one of the stories to this morning that the kids looked at this week. They, you know, this whole week they looked at five different miracles of Jesus.
这个礼拜呢, 他们看了神, 在圣经里所记载的主耶稣所行的五个神迹, 今天早晨我就分享一个。
One of these miracles that they looked at was Jesus calming the storm.
有一个我们提到的主耶稣的事迹，就是他怎样平静风和海。
Now, the story of Jesus calming the storm is told three different times in the Gospels.
在福音书里呢，耶稣平静风和海这件事讲过三次。
So we find it in Matthew, we find it in Mark, and we also find it in Luke.
在马太福音、在马可福音、在路加福音都有记载这件事。
The beautiful thing about the Gospels is a lot of times they will give us a different detail that the other Gospel doesn't.
这样在几个福音中出现的好处就是让我们从不同的角度来认识主所做的事。
So, if you have your Bible with me,
如果你有圣经的话
turn to Mark 4, 36 through 41.
我们可不可以看马可第四章36到41节。
And I want us just to look at this for just a moment together.And consider what Jesus is, I believe, offering us this morning.
我们一起来看主在这一段圣经中所做的事，我相信主会有一些教导我们的事，可以教导我们的地方。
Verse 36
节。
Now when they had left the multitude,
门徒离开了众人。
They took him, talking about Jesus, they took him along in the boat as he was.And other little boats were also with him.
耶稣人在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
So we have the disciples traveling with Jesus from one location to another.
所以在这里有一群门徒跟着耶稣从一个地方到另外一个地方。
And as they're traveling, it tells us in verse 37.
在37节里面讲到他们在行走的时候呢。
A great windstorm arose.
忽然起了风暴
and the waves beat into the boat,
波浪打入船内
so that it was already filling.
甚至船要满了水
You got the picture?
你们可以想象那个状况吗
They're traveling with Jesus.
他们与耶稣同行
As they're traveling, a storm comes.
突然起了暴风
The wind begins to blow very strong.
风吹得很猛
The wind pushes against the water.
那个风把浪给打起来
And then the water comes in the boat.
这个浪打入了船内。
Not a good situation, huh?
这个不是一个好的状况。
You ever been in a little boat when it was sinking?
你们有没有在一个将要下沉的小船里坐过？有没有？
It's not a bad experience to do it one time.
如果只发生一次，那还不是太糟糕。
You know, the water's coming in, the boat begins to get lower and lower in the water.
那水进来，满了船，然后船越来越低了。
You start figuring out, is there a life jacket in this thing?
你开始说、哎、有没有这个救生衣啊
Or I better get ready to swim.
我最好要准备要游泳了
That's what's going on here.
在这里就是发生这样的事
You ever following Jesus?
在你跟随主的时候
Or maybe you're not even trying to follow Jesus.
甚至你没有说很认真在跟随主的时候
But during your travels, all of a sudden a storm comes up.
就在你人生的旅途上突然起了风暴
It starts to push the circumstances of your life in such a way that it feels like you're sinking.
好像那个情况这么糟你觉得你好像在下沉
That's what storms do.
这个风暴就是发生对我们发生这样的作用。
You understand, don't you, that it wasn't the disciples' plan to be sinking that day.
你知道这可不是门徒的计划说要让船沉下去。
It wasn't the disciples' plan to be going on a swim that day.
那个门徒那天也没打算要游泳。
It wasn't the disciples' plan to have all their plans turned upside down.
他没有计划说让到那一天发生很糟糕的情况。
That's what a storm is. Turns your plans upside down.
人生的风暴就是这样，突然让你的人生好像整个颠倒过来。
It makes you go swimming when you planned on you know, being dry.
当你准备要很保持干燥的时候，突然你必须去游泳啊。
That might scare some of us in this room.
在我们在座可能有些人会很怕这样的改变。
Like my brother Raymond, he doesn't like to get wet when he doesn't expect it. Isn't that right, Raymond?
就像我们的 Raymond 弟兄，他没有准备要全身潮湿的时候，他是不喜欢被冻湿的。
When you get wet all of a sudden when you're not expecting it, that's a storm.
当你没有打算要弄湿自己的时候，突然倾盆大雨，这就叫做人生的风暴。
So this storm, it tosses them up and down.
这个风雨很大，以至于船呢在那海里颠簸，上上下下。
Anybody ever feel like that? Like you're going up and down?
在你人生的旅途上，有没有常常觉得突然你的人生有很大的起伏
？You feel like you're climbing up one minute?
好像前一分钟你还在往上
，and everything's sinking the next moment.
但是下一分钟突然你就掉到底谷，谷底。
That's not a good feeling, is it?
这不是一个好的感受，不是吗？
I think it was a couple of years ago, me and some friends of ours visited California.
几年前呢，我还没有搬来洛杉矶的时候，我们来这里拜访。
And me and Lucretia went to go whale watching with them.
我带着我的姊妹去看那个鲸鱼。
You guys ever go whale watching?
你们有没有去看过鲸鱼？
Dolphin watching?
或去看海豚？
Anybody ever do any of that? You guys, tell
me if you
did.
有没有人？
All right, we got a couple down here.
这里有人。
All right, the rest of you need to get out more, okay?
其他人你们应该出去看看。
Okay, so we went whale watching.
所以我们就去看那个鲸鱼。
I thought I was going to be great.
我想哇那会很棒的。
All of a sudden, oh my goodness, I got so seasick.
但是很快的我就开始晕船了。
Why? Because I'm going up and down.
为什么呢？因为那个船是起起伏伏的。
Anybody ever been seasick?
有没有人晕船过的？
It is a miserable feeling.
那个是非常痛苦的经验。
Because usually when you get seasick, you're a long way from home.
通常呢你感到你晕船厉害的时候你离岸是很远的。
You can kind of handle being sick at your stomach when you're at home in bed.
如果你是在家里躺在床上，有一点晕眩是可以忍受的。
But it's not a good feeling to have when you're a long way away from your house.
但是如果你离你的家很远，你人觉得晕眩不舒服，是不是一件好事情？
But what's the trick to trying to overcome seasickness?
那怎么样克服这个晕船呢？
You know what it is?
怎么做呢？
Close your eyes.
把眼睛闭起来。
If you just quit watching what's going on around you.Then your stomach usually will calm down.
你的眼睛不要看四周的情形，常常你的胃就能够安定下来。
But let me just say that's not a real solution to the problem.
但是我必须要说，那不是解决问题的办法。
When you're feeling seasick in a boat going up and down, up and down.
当你晕船的时候。
The best thing to do is to get out of that storm, right?
最好的一件事情就是脱离那个造成风浪很厉害的风暴。
But sometimes to get some.Quick relief, we'll try to close our eyes.
但是有的时候，很快的疏解方式，暂时的方式就是盖住你的眼睛。
And it's interesting.
很有意思的。
Sometimes people, when they're going through a storm in their spiritual life,
当我们属灵的旅程中，我们遇见风暴的时候
，rather than really getting out of the storm,
常常我们第一个反应不是说离开那个风暴
，they just try to close their eyes.
我们所做就是把我们的眼睛闭上。
They just try to block out.This stuff around them.
想要不要看见造成风暴的情况
Maybe if I just close my eyes, it'll go away.
我就把眼睛闭起来，这一切都会离开我的
But that's not a real solution.
但这不是真的解决问题的方式
That's not a really a way to overcome the storms of life.
不是我们克服生命中风暴的方式
There's only one way to overcome the storm.
只有一种办法可以克服我们的风暴
Sometimes we have storms of stress.
有的时候我们压力很大，好像这个风暴像是压力的风暴。
Responsibility.
很多的责任在我们身上。
Projects that are due.
很多的大小的工作要完成。
Things that must be accomplished.
我们要完成的事情实在太多了。
Pressing against you.
这些事情，这些成为很大的压力。
Anybody been through a storm of stress before?
有没有人经过压力的风暴的？
One thing after another hitting you.
好像每一件事一件事向着你汹涌的涌来。
Throwing you off balance.
好像叫你失去平衡。
Pushing you up and down, back and forth.
把你推起又把你丢下，把你往前冲。
Sometimes we have storms of sickness.
有的时候是疾病的风暴。
It's, boy, serious stuff.
非常严肃的事情。
You know, a sickness that you can't overcome, that the doctor seemingly can't.Take care of.
好像你没有办法克服的疾病，医生也束手无策的。
And when it's there day after day after day.
每一天这个疾病都在那里。
Changing the quality of your life.
这个疾病改变了你的生活品质。
See what a storm does, what you used to do easily.
风暴的意思就是说你平常正规的生活好像很容易。
Are you listening to me this morning?
今天早晨你
有在听吗? What it was easy to do once.
好像是很容易。
When a storm comes, it's not no longer easy to do.
那些曾经对你来说是轻而易举的事，当风暴临到的时候，这些事情不再容易了。
A storm makes just moving hard.
甚至让你连移动脚步都非常困难。
You know these disciples that are in the boat with Jesus?
这些与耶稣在船上的门徒们。
Most of them were fishermen.
他们绝大多数都是渔夫的。
Most of them had spent the majority of their life in a boat.
他们花了许多的年日是在船上生活的。
They knew how to move in a boat.
他们知道如何在船上移动的。
But now a storm comes.
但是风暴来了。
And they're not moving anymore like they want to.
没有办法照着他们所愿意的来移动走动。
Sometimes we have storms of broken relationships.
有的时候风暴我们所遇见风暴是我们与人之间的关系出了问题。
You know, a relationship with somebody that's stormy, dark.
有些关系是非常黑暗的非常有压力的。
Remember how I'm defining a storm? A storm, it stops your ability to move easy.
它风暴来到的时候让我们不能如常的顺利的移动。
You ever feel like you're in a relationship?
你有没有感觉到有时候你跟人的关系
either a friendship,
或者友谊
a marriage,
或者婚姻
a business relationship,
或者是生意上的往来的关系
maybe it's your kids,
甚至你与你儿女之间的关系。
But whatever it is, it's making it hard for you to put one foot in front of another. It's making it hard for you to move.
不管是什么关系，但是突然你们中间出了一个障碍呢，你连一步都动不了。
That's a storm.
这个就是风暴临到了我们。
Lack of finances.
或者是我们在财务上遇到了暴风雨。
That can be a storm.
这也可能发生的。
In Matthew 8:24.
在马太第八章二十四节说到同一个故事
In Matthew 8:24 it says that the storm suddenly came.
他说海里忽然起了暴风。
You ever had that happen to you?
你们遇到这样的事情
You're minding your own business, living life, making progress.
你好像好好的在活着每一件事都在往前移动
And suddenly,
但是突然间
Something stops you.
有一件事发生就停止了其他的事情。
It says in the rest of the verse,
在这里说到
Suddenly it covered them.
这个突然之间起了暴风甚至船被波浪掩盖。
One minute, there's sunny skies.
前一分钟还是蓝天白云。
Clear skies.
非常的好。
As they say, smooth sailing.
还非常的风平浪静。
Then suddenly, you're covered up with gray clouds.
突然呢，黑云来到。
Suddenly, you're covered with rain and stormy winds.
突然起了大雨大风。
A storm changes your life.
风暴改变我们的生活。
In Mark 4:37,
在马可福音四章
It says that the storm beat against the boat.
37节说这个暴风打在船上。
How are you doing right now? You feel like something's beating against you?
你现在觉得怎么样？你觉得你生命里遇到了很大的击打吗？
It just won't stop.
好像就停不下来的在被击打。
Boom!
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 Boom! The waves came.
好像那个海浪一阵一阵的打在你的生命里。
You know, sometimes we make it through one day.
有的时候好像今天我可以勉强过去。
And we go, boy, I'm glad Monday's behind me.
有时候说啊，感谢主，星期一过了。
Only for Tuesday to beat up against you and beat against your life and plans in the very same way.
但是星期二一样的打击还是临到我们。
Sometimes it's not that the storm is such a giant problem.
有的时候风暴不是说一个巨大的问题。
It's just that it constantly pounds against you.
而是它每一天的不停止的来打击你。
Anybody have something like that going on in your life?
你们在生命中有没有遇到这样的事情？
Gray clouds, rain,
灰云
wind,
下雨
up and down, up and down,
风起伏的浪。
Over and over and over.
不是很大，但是是不断的、不停的、重复的一直发生。
That's a storm.
这也是风暴。
A storm makes you go, "Can I just get some peace here?"
风暴让你有一个反应，就是说我可不可以有一点平安呢
？Can this please everything in my life just kind of stop a little bit?
这一切打扰我的事，可不可以稍微停一下
？That's where that temptation to just cover your eyes comes from.
这就好像我们被试探，想要把眼睛盖住，不看见我们的问题一样。
Am I talking to anybody this morning?
今天早晨我所说的，你里面能够认同吗？
Let's not pretend this morning.
我们不要假装没有事。
If there's a storm in your life,
若是在你的生命中有风暴发生，
you want some peace, don't you?
你需要安息，不是吗？
The only problem, the disciples are in the boat.
在这里的问题说，这些门徒也在船上。
But verse 38,
但是38节说到
said that Jesus was asleep.
耶稣在睡觉。
Jesus, during the course of the journey on the water,
在这个船上行走，船在海上行走的时候，
he fell asleep.
耶稣在风浪中睡着了。
Anybody else fall asleep when you go on a long car drive?
你坐车的时候常常睡着吗？
You know what I'm talking about? You get in the car, you're not doing anything for a while, and it's no time and you're off.
你上了车，没什么事发生，一会儿我们就睡着了。
Especially if you've been working hard, too.
尤其如果你忙碌了一整天，你疲倦了。
Some people can't sleep anywhere besides their own bed.
有些人是只有在自己床上才睡得着。
I'm not one of those people.
我不是这样的人。
I can sleep in the car.
我可以在车上睡觉。
I can sleep on the airplane.
我可以在飞机上睡觉。
And guess what? Now that I'm a little older,
你知道我现在年纪大了。
I can sleep sitting up anywhere.
我可以坐着就睡着了，哪里都睡得着。
That's what old guys do, right? They go to sleep sitting
up. 人老了就会这样，到哪里坐下来都睡着了。
I kind of think it's a blessing, actually.
我觉得这是一个祝福。
I think this is what was going on with Jesus. He's just kind of been working hard.
我想那天主耶稣就是工作的太累了。
You know it's hard work raising the dead and healing the sick, amen.
要医治病人，叫死人复活，是蛮辛苦的。
It's hard work multiplying the fish and loaves every day, amen.
祝福五饼二鱼喂饱五千人，这是蛮辛苦的事情。
It's hard work confronting the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're always trying to catch you in a word trick, right?
要面对那些法利赛人啊、撒都该人，一天到晚问你这些愚昧的挑战的问题，是蛮累的。
So Jesus got in the boat and he goes, I'm just going to take a little moment here and rest.
好不容易跟门徒上了船了，他说，主耶稣说我得休息一下。
Pretty soon he's asleep.
很快他就睡着了。
But the storm came.
但是突然起了暴风。
Verse 38.
38节说到。
But when he was in the stern, that's in the back of the boat.
他在船尾上。
Asleep on a pillow.
枕着枕头睡觉。
Did you guys know that Jesus had a pillow?
现在你知道耶稣是有枕头的。
And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher,
门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，
Do you not care that we are perishing here?
我们丧命你不顾吗？
Come on, Jesus, we're dying here.
快点醒来，耶稣，我们都要死了。
Oh boy, this is a funny scene, but I understand it, don't you?
听起来很好笑，但是我们都了解，不是吗？
You know what? If you're a follower of Jesus Christ,
若是我们是耶稣基督真实的跟随者，
If you're somebody that's put your faith in Jesus,
若是我们的信心是抛在耶稣的身上，
Guess what? Jesus is in the boat with you.
你知道什么吗？就是你的船上是有耶稣的。
Amen? You're traveling with Jesus.
你是跟耶稣一起旅行的。
You're on the same journey with Jesus.
你跟他是在同一个旅程上的。
Amen?
阿们吗？
So does it, besides me, does it seem any funny to anybody else that here is Jesus, they can touch him?
在这里耶稣是在船上，他们都可以摸到他的。
But they think they're about to die.
但是他们会觉得我们都要丧命了。
He's in the boat with them.
但是耶稣在船上啊。
I thought about this a little bit more this week.
这个礼拜我默想这个光景。
And it occurred to me.
突然我觉得。
That when Jesus is in the boat with you.
当耶稣是在你的船上的时候。
And he's resting.
他在那里很安息。
I can rest.
那我照理也说也可以安息。
Did you get that?
你明白我的意思吗？
When God, he isn't panicking.
所以如果与我们同在的神没有惊慌。
Jesus isn't crying out.
耶稣没有在那里大声呼求。
Jesus isn't afraid for his life.
耶稣没有害怕自己要丧命。
Because he is secure and at rest.
因为他很安全，很安息。
I need to remind myself that I should be at rest.
我就需要提醒我自己说，我应该有安息，不是吗？
You guys, this morning, do you think Jesus is sitting on the edge of his throne?
你觉得主耶稣是坐在他的宝座的边边吗？
Wringing his hands, going, oh no, what am I going to do about today?
在那里摩拳擦掌说，哦，今天该怎么办啊？
You know, what am I going to do about that Raymond Leong, that guy there? Oh no, what am I going to do about him?
那个姓梁的 Raymond, 我该把他怎么办啊?
He's not worried.
耶稣可不担心啊。
It doesn't matter what's going on in our life.
不管我们生命里发生什么事。
He is called the Prince of Peace.
他是那位平安之子。
Amen?
阿们嘛。
Where was the anxiety coming from among the disciples?
那个门徒们那个惊慌着急是从哪里来的?
Why were they so afraid, you guys?
为什么门徒们这么害怕?
Q&A, you can answer the question if you got it. Why were they so afraid, Raymond?
有没有答案? Raymond?
Go ahead. What did they have their eyes on?The storm.
他们的眼睛不在耶稣身上，在风暴的身上。
You guys, this isn't rocket science.
这个不是什么高级科学难题。
It's not complicated.
没有那么复杂。
It's we make it complicated.
是我们这个人常常把情况搞复杂。
They are afraid.
他们害怕。
Because they have their eyes on the storm.
因为他们的眼睛是在暴风雨上面。
And not on Jesus.
不是在主耶稣身上。
Did you hear that?
你们听见了吗？
If you feel fear and anxiety and there's a storm going on in your life,
当你人生中起了风暴，你觉得害怕、慌张的时候，
if you feel shaky,
你觉得摇晃不定的时候，
if you have fear in your heart,
你觉得有惧怕的时候，
if you're wanting to panic,
如果你在那里慌张，
if you're wanting to run,
你要跑，逃跑。
Anybody else in here want to close their eyes? I just don't want to see it.
或者是盖住眼睛不想看风暴问题。
Sometimes you want to close your ears too, huh?
甚至把耳朵都盖起来不要听。
I just don't want to hear it.
我就是不要听了。
Because what I see and what I hear is scaring me to death.
因为我所看见或我所听见的叫我害怕，怕死了。
You have your eyes, you're listening on the wrong thing and your ears listening to the wrong thing.
那是因为我们的耳朵听见错的事情，我们的眼睛看了错误的事情。
Now this is the kind of storm that we can make this adjustment when we're following Jesus.
这样的风暴，当我们真的跟随主的时候，我们是可以调整自己的。
But some of you guys in this room,
但是在座的有一些人，
you have a storm in your life for another reason.
你为什么人生遇见风暴是有其他的原因的？
You have a storm in your life because you're not following Jesus.
你遇见风暴是因为你没有好好在跟随主。
Regardless what comes into my life when I'm following Jesus,
如果我是好好的跟随主遇见风暴，
I know it's going to be okay.
我可以有信心知道我会没事的。
But when I start following my own stubborn way,
但是当我固执的拣选自己的道路的时候，
all bets are off.
那情况就不一样。
It's uncertain what's going to happen then.
我们就没有把握会遇见什么样的事或什么样的结果。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
耶稣基督他是真理
He is the life.
他也是生命
He is the light.
他也是光亮
And he is the way.
他是唯一的道路
Amen. And if I follow Jesus' way,
如果我跟随主他的道路
I can be at peace,
我可以有平安
regardless what comes in my life.
无论什么样的暴风临到我
I got to keep my eyes on him.
在这个暴风中我要做的就是专注在他的身上
These disciples, even though they're going Jesus' way,
这些门徒们他们是跟随主的。
They had their eyes on the wrong thing.
他们的问题就是他们的眼睛去注意到错误的事情。
But you guys, if we are going a way that Jesus has not chosen for us,
但是另外一个问题说，如果我今天选的道路是不是主为我预备的
，I guarantee you,
我可以给你打包
票。There are going to be a lot of storms in your life.
你会遇到许多的风暴。
In fact, God will allow the storms to increase more and more and more in your life.
事实上，神会让暴风雨更多、更强度的来到。
To actually crowd you back to Him.
目的是把你挤回到主的道路。
To help you understand that I need the way, the truth, the life of Jesus Christ.
让你了解说，我需要得到耶稣基督，他是我的道路、真理、生命。
He'll allow the storms to blow, so we'll run back to the Master.
他让风雨淋到我们，所以我们才会逃回到他的身边。
So these disciples, they're in a panic. They're waking Jesus up.
那在这里呢，跟随主的门徒的害怕了，开始把耶稣叫醒。
Isn't it funny? They ask him, "Don't you care?"
他们很滑稽，他们问说，你都不顾吗？
This is what the trick of the enemy is in every bad circumstance in our life.
每一次我们生命中遇到不好的时候，这个、就是仇敌的诡计。
The enemy likes to bring an accusation against the character of God.
就是来控告神他的性情的琐事。
It doesn't matter if we've been stubborn.
不管我们是固执。
Or maybe we just got our eyes off Jesus.
或者我们的眼睛不再注意主。
Satan will slip up beside us.
仇敌最喜欢做的就是来到我们的身边
and he'll whisper in our ear,
在这两种情况也都偷偷的跟我们说
and he'll say, God doesn't care about you.
悄悄跟你说神不在乎你
Jesus doesn't love you.
耶稣不爱你了
The Father doesn't care.
父神不顾你了不关心你了
So we have to be ready for that.
我们要预备好这样子的控告或谎
言 We have to reject that lie.
我们需要拒绝这样的谎话
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 39.
第三十九节
Then he arose.
耶稣醒了
Jesus got up.
他就起来了
And he rebuked the wind.
他就斥责风
He rebuked the wind. He told the wind to stop.
所以他向那个风发出斥责叫他停下来
And he said to the sea.
他向海说
Peace be still.
住了吧，静了吧。
And the wind ceased.
结果风就止住了。
And there was a great calm.
有一个大大的平静。
I want you to notice there's two steps to this deliverance that Jesus is bringing into the disciples.
我要你们注意到主耶稣怎么样释放把安息带进来，这里有两个步骤。
He tells the wind, he says he rebukes it, says stop in Jesus' name.
向着风，他斥责他说叫他住了吧。
He says, stop it right now.
他叫向风说停下来。
And then he releases a blessing and says, peace.
然后他释放一个祝福说安息。
Two different actions.
有两，这个动作有两个步骤。
He closes one door.
一面他关上一个门。
And he opens another door.
另外一面他开一个门。
Isn't that right?
不是吗？
This is how it is in our spiritual life. A lot of times we have to stop some things.
在我们属灵的生命里是一样的原则。我们一面要停下一个。
So when we open this other door, a blessing, the blessing of God can be received and flow into our life.
关上一个门，另外一面才能打开一个门，让神的祝福临到我们。
This is especially true when you're making...When you have a storm that's in your life because you made bad choices.
这是特别真实。若是你今天遇见一个风暴，是因为你做了错误的抉择。
If you're going the wrong direction, a direction different than where Jesus is going.
如果你现在走的方向是与耶稣相悖的。
By putting faith in Jesus.
你要向耶稣有信心。
You need to stop that.
你就必须停止那个错误的方向。
Did you hear me?
你听见我所说的吗？
You need to stop it.
你需要停下来。
If you're going a different direction than Jesus wants you to go,
你现在如果你所选择的方向是不是出于
You need to close the door,
你需要把那个门关上。
And stop going the wrong direction.
不再往那个方向走。
A lot of times people like to keep all their options open, don't they?
但是我们的问题就是常常我们不愿意放弃我们自己的抉择。
Sometimes we love some things that God doesn't love.
我们爱那些神不爱的事物
And so we don't really want to lock that door.
以至于我们舍不得把那个门关上
We kind of keep it cracked just a little bit.
我们叫那个门呢稍微虚掩着好像还有一点缝可以进出
Because you might get bored on the weekend and want to slip back out that door.
因为周末有的时间太多你会忍不住想偷偷溜回那个门里面
yeah, You hear what I'm saying, young man?
你们年轻人你们知道我在说什么吗
You want the blessing of God in your life?
你要真的神的祝福吗
You know what God doesn't want you to do.
那你应该很清楚什么是神不要你做的事。
You need to lock that door, shut that door.
神说把那个门关起来锁上。
You know, I've used this illustration before. You know, me and LaCrisha would go over her father and mother's house.
我跟我的姊妹常常去拜访她的父母。
He's lighting the fire in the fireplace in the front room.
他的父亲，我的岳父喜欢在那个前面的房间里把火给升起来，火炉的火升起来。
LaCrisha's little brother.
那我姊妹的小弟弟。
Comes running in the back door.
就从后门跑进来。
It's cold outside.
外面很冷。
He left that back door wide open.
但是呢，后门却是忘了关上，是大大的敞开。
It doesn't do any good to light a fire in the front room.
所以呢，若是在前面生了炉火
，If you leave the back door open.
但是后门却是大开的，是没有什么意义的。
You can't warm the house up if you leave a back door open.
如果后门是大开的，这个屋子不会温暖的。
That's pretty simple, isn't it?
这是很简单的道理，不是吗
？So what does Jesus do? He wants to bring peace and safety to the disciples.
所以主耶稣要做的是什么？他要把平安，把安全带给他的门徒。
He has to get rid of this wind, this strong wind.
所以他首先要做的是叫风给停住。
So he says to the wind, stop.
所以他斥责风，叫他止住。
And when the wind stops,
当风止住之后
，the waves stop.
浪也止住了。
And then the water stops filling the boat.
那个水不再打进舱内。
He got rid of the problem.
他把问题给解决了。
And then he says peace.
然后他就祝福说愿平安临到。
Peace in Jesus.
平安，奉主的名让平安进来。
It's just that simple.
就是这么简单。
It is just that simple.
就是这么简单。
You know, if you're going the wrong direction this morning,
若是今天早晨在座的有人是走上错误的方向，
start going the direction Jesus is going, amen?
那你应该把你的脚步调整，开始往耶稣所拣选的方向走。
And what Jesus says to stop doing,
当主耶稣所说不要做的事，
you start agreeing with him and say, Lord, I'll stop it.
你就要与他同意，而且说主，我要停下来。
By your grace and through your spirit,
借着你的恩典和你圣灵的帮助
God's grace,
靠着神的恩典
by God's power,
靠着神的能力
I will stop.
我要停下来
Amen?
Amen.
We make the decision,
我们做这样的决定
and he provides the strength.
神就负责给我们能力
Did you get that? We make the decision,
这个做决定的责任在我们
and he provides the strength.
他所负责就是给我们力量
But thenGod brings the blessing.
神才能把祝福倾倒下来。
Peace.
把平安赐给我们。
Peace.
给我们平安。
It says in one gospel account that when Jesus said peace,
在福音书里讲到说主说平安的时候，
suddenly they were at the shoreline on the other side.
突然那个船就到了彼岸。
Amen.
阿们吗？
When we allow God to come into our life and we rebuke and close off those things that are not of the Lord,
我们邀请主来到我们的生命和环境里，我们一面奉主的名关上主不要我们去的门，
the peace of God comes in.
让主的平安临到我们。
Amen. So I want us to have a little bit of time this morning.
所以早晨我们愿意在主面前花一点时间。
You know, I don't know. This is what we're hoping to be able to offer to, really to.Bring in these little kids' lives that come from the surrounding community into the church.
这就是我们所盼望的，让这个社区的许多的孩子能够来到神的家。
That we, as much as we have influence,
像我们能够给他们的影响
can just say stop in Jesus' name. If they are being oppressed or discouraged or fearful, we can rebuke that.
他们也许非常的沮丧或者有很大的压力，我们可以奉主的名叫那些风浪停下。
We can help them cut that off.
我们可以帮助他们把这一切的捆绑砍断。
And then lay a hand of blessing and peace on them.
并且按手为他们祝福，把平安赐给他们。
It really is the beauty of God, an exchange life with Jesus.
这实在是一个美丽的画面，就是因着主耶稣有一个神圣的交换。
It's so simple. Get your eyes on Jesus.
很简单，把你的眼目放在主的身上。
Take your eyes off the storm.
把你的眼目从你的风暴移开。
And then ask, just start going the direction Jesus is going.
开始走主耶稣所走的方向。
And ask him.To bring the peace of God into your life. Amen?
然后要求他把平安带到你的生命里。
Sometimes I will say, though, that there are issues with a spiritual oppression even in our life.
有的时候在我们生命中有那个属灵的压制。
Maybe because of bad choices or because we put our mind on the wrong things.
也许因为我们做了错误的选择或我们的心思在思想不对的事。
Satan comes in and gets a foothold in our life.
当我们这样做的时候，我们给仇敌一个机会，在我们心中筑起一个营垒。
A stronghold.
一个坚固的营垒。
And you need the help of brothers and sisters to cut that off.
很多时候，我们就需要我们的弟兄姊妹来为我们祷告，帮助我们把这一切砍断。
people that can lay a hand, a blessing on you, and say peace.
别人可以来为你祷告，把平安赐给你。
So is there anyone here that would like some prayer about that?
所以早晨，请问在座有没有人觉得需要有这样的代祷的
？You got a storm going on in your life.
你的人生中有风暴。
For one reason or another, either maybe you didn't make the best choices.
不知道是什么原因带来的，也许是因为你做了一个错误的选择。
Or maybe you're trying to make good choices.
或者是因为你试着要跟随主而遇到挑战。
But you want somebody to stand with you.
无论是哪一个原因，但是你需要有同伴站在你的身边。
And help you close some doors.
帮助你关上那个不该打开的门。
Agree with you in prayer and say stop in Jesus' name.
与你同心合意的一起来祷告，要求这风浪止住。
And also lay a hand of blessing on you and say peace.
并且为你按手，把平安赐到你的生命中。
Peace, be still.
叫风浪止住。
Some of us, we have a hard time being still.
有些人啊是坐不住的。
Always have to be moving. Always have to be doing something.
总是得做一点什么事的，总是得不断的行动的。
It's wonderful to be busy. It is. It's good.
能够忙碌是一件很好的事的。
It's good to be diligent.
勤劳是一件很好的事的。
But you know what I'm talking about when there's a difference when you just can't rest.
但是我说的是另外一种状况，就是你就是没有安息。
Your mind is always racing.
你的心思非常的忙碌。
There's no peace.
在你里面没有平安。
That's, God doesn't want us to live that way.
神也不要我们这样的生活着。
God wants us to be able to be still with our family, with our friends.
神要我们能够静下来，能够花时间跟我们的家人、我们的朋友在一起。
Amen.
Amen 吗？